I'm sure we have not forgotten the holy land of Quds, which belongs to the Jews and to the Christians and to the Muslims, the whole humanity. But the Zionist regime has been oppressing it for last 60 years, and we have faced the same situation last year, and now we are facing the same situation in Yemen. Saudi is doing the same thing. They are oppressing the people of Yemen, and they are killing civilians and the children, and they are not allowing any humanitarian aid to the best they can. However, due to the pressure from the world, there has been some aid that got through and has reached to the Yemeni people. Other than that, they are trying to do their best so they can stop the awakening, the awareness of the people who have gained the awareness and the conscience, and they're standing up against the oppression and the monarchy that has been ruling the region for 60 years. This is about time. We are in 21st century. We need to stand up as people and form a republic and independent state all around the globe, like we enjoy our rights in this country. Yemeni people have the same right. So here I go again. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Saudi aggression no more.
And are dying.
Ladies and gentlemen, I see at least 50 plus people around here. Yes, I am speaking on the mic, but you are 50 people. I want you to show your existence, that you are present here today. Your voices should be louder than mine. So here I'm going to say, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Saudi aggression, no more.
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 I'd like to say, at this point, that this Ali Saud, the family of Saud, are the same people that have oppressed the people of Middle East for around 100 and more years. They are the same people who were bandits, who used to attack caravans going towards the holy pilgrimage towards Mecca. They have done atrocities toward every ethnicity, towards every religion. They have backstabbed the governments of that time and have therefore created their own monarchy in that region. And now they are doing utmost anything and everything to define and justify their regime. It does not matter if it's right or wrong, religious based or not religious based, political based or not political based. They are just doing it so that they can justify their regime. They are using their petrodollars, every ounce of it, every penny of it, to justify it. They are the same people who have supported the mindset such as the banned outfit, terrorist organization Al-Qaeda, and they have supported Al-Qaeda in Yemen. And Yemeni people are the brave people who fought Al-Qaeda, and they crushed them in Yemen. But still, Saudi people have been attacking them for last 3 weeks and have killed 2,500 people. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Saudi aggression, no more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Saudi aggression, no more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Saudi aggression.
أحيا الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. Which means, whoever murders or kills one soul, unless for a soul or for corruption, he has indeed killed humanity and entire mankind. And whoever saves one life, it is as if he has saved mankind entirely. We stand here, therefore, in perfect harmony with the principles of harmony, with the principles of humanity. We stand here fulfilling our responsibility towards innocent people of Yemen, suffering at the hands of oppressors. We therefore know that as we raise our voices to save our fellow humans in Yemen, we are actually saving the entire humanity. We therefore stand here with complete confidence, as we are not standing alone. We are standing alongside our Imam. God is with us. His angels are helping us to bring peace to the oppressed. We therefore are the ambassadors of peace.
Bismillah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we have gathered here at the Saudi consulate to demand an end to the invasion of the nation of Yemen. Yemen, a neighbor of Saudi Arabia and one of the poorest Arab states, is under assault by the wealthiest Arab state. Yemen, a nation of 25 millions, have no means to defend itself against the Saudi aggression that have been going on for over 22 days. This is illegal. This is illegal aggression that's been going on for 22 days. Military campaign has been started without a UN mandate. It is clear meddling in the internal affairs of a sovereign nation. According to the Amnesty International, this assault has killed over 2,600 people. A majority of them are civilians, including women and children. About 100,000 people have lost their homes and they've been displaced. Civilian infrastructure have been target of the Saudi bombardment under the disguise of attacking the military side. This oppressive regime, the Saudis, have been indiscriminately targeting schools, hospitals, places of worship, gas stations, fuel depots, even bridges. You won't imagine that even on this Thursday, Saudi jets bombarded a school, killing 8 civilians, including a mother and 3 children. It's striking, targeting neighborhoods, residential areas. Children are being buried under the rubble of these buildings alive. Even innocent children have not been spared by this oppressive regime. They have been paying price for this intolerable. They've been paying price for this assault. They've been killed, maimed, and forced to flee their homes. According to the UNICEF, the health of these children are being threatened. The education have been interrupted. I would like to say here, humanitarian situation in Yemen is getting worse day by day. International aid organizations are unable to provide medical or other humanitarian aid to the civilians in need. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Agency have warned of the serious food insecurity in Yemen. Nearly 11 million people in Yemen are severely food insecure, and millions more are at risk of being unable to meet their basic needs. The United Nations has called for an immediate ceasefire, but this oppressive regime have turned a deaf ear towards all the appeal by UN and human rights organizations. The Saudis don't even allow sufficient aid to be delivered. We demand here now from the Saudi regime to stop hostilities against Yemeni people immediately. We demand this oppressive regime, these Saudis and their supporters, to lift the air and sea blockade to allow the aid to reach to the suffering of Yemeni people. Down with Saudi Arabia!
Saudi regime, arms by
Yemeni children are dying!
Saudi regime, arms by
Yemeni children are dying!
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Ceasefire!
When do we want it?
No!
What do we want?
Ceasefire!
When do we want it?
No!
What do we want?
Ceasefire!
When do we want it?
No!
1, 2, 3, 4! Saudi aggression, no!
People at some floor at this building, you know, say it out loud, your slogan, so they can hear you, that we are present and we are alive and we are humans and we care about each other. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression, no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression, no more! Saudi aggression, no more!
You know, I'd like to invite Catherine Kane. She's a former social studies textbook writer. She's a political activist and she's a Yemeni tourist, and she has made effort for this protest today. So I'm going to call upon her. Miss Kathleen Kane, please come forward.
1, 2, 3, 4!
No more! 1, 2, 3, 4!
No more!
Okay, in 2004, Ali, a 15-year-old Yemeni exchange student, came to our house to stay for 9 months. And after he left, we kept in touch. And in 2007, my younger daughter and I traveled to Yemen. For about 10 days, we stayed with Ali's family in Aden. The days in Aden were hot, hot, hot. The thermometer read 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Most of the time we were there. And some days we stayed inside the air-conditioned room in the apartment, talking and eating and watching Dr. Phil dubbed in Arabic. Other days, Ali's dad took us sightseeing around Aden to the Tower of the Tanks and the coast. Right here? Okay. And the reason I'm telling you all this is because of Saudi bombing and the sniping by the rebels, the Houthis and Ali Saleh's men, there is no water. They destroyed the water pipes. There is no electricity for 10 hours a day. So they're stuck in hot weather, and believe me, it's hot in April in Aden, without any air conditioning, even their little window air conditioner. And today, Ali is a chemical engineer, and he works in an oil field in the Hadhramaut, which, if you watch the news, supposedly Al-Qaeda just took over the Hadhramaut. So I'm a little bit worried about him, but the Hadhramaut is a big place, and they're on the coast, the Al-Qaeda. Because the Saudis bombed the airport in Aden, he cannot return home. He's worried about his family. His mother is sick. She's a diabetic. But they have no medicine in Aden because of the blockade and because the Houthis and Ali Saleh's men control the roads. So, according to Ali, the people in Yemen were very excited that the UN condemned Ali Saleh and his son, Abdul Ali Saleh, and Abdul Malik al-Hafi. But as the Russian representative to the UN pointed out, no such condemnation was made or arms embargo placed on the Saudi coalition, which is getting logistical support from the U.S. military and the Red Sea, despite the coalition's stated aims of stopping the Houthis and Ali Saleh's soldiers. The rebels are still advancing. The only people feeling the repercussions of the bombing are the Yemeni people, especially those in Aden. According to the UN, 10.6 million Yemenis are facing a food shortage and 4.8 million are living in emergency conditions. You can do something to help, write letters to the Chronicle, your congressperson, to Secretary of State Kerry, urging them to demand an end to arms sales to Saudi Arabia and its allies, and to call on the U.S. government to give logistical support to aid organizations instead of to Saudi bombers. You can also donate to aid organizations and designate the money for Yemen. Google the Yemen Peace Project, and they've got a list and links of places you can donate to, including the International Committee of the Red Cross, the Islamic Relief of USA, Doctors Without Borders. All these groups are trying to help in Yemen. But repairing damage to people and cities can only be possible if the Saudis stop bombing Yemen in its infrastructure and instead begin talks with the Houthis and their allies. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. And hello, good day to all my brothers and sisters who are equal to us in humanity. We are gathered here to condemn the attacks on Yemen, attacks on the innocent people, women, children, attacks on schools, attacks on hospitals, attacks on the private properties, attacks on private residential areas, the bombing of innocent children's schools. We condemn the Saudi war, the unjust aggression and domination of Yemen. We condemn the unjust Saudi aggression on Yemen. We call upon an immediate halt, an immediate stop to all foreign aggression in Yemen. We call for a peaceful solution in Yemen which can put an end to all the atrocities, to all the unjust aggression, the unjust attacks,
on the children who are not part of any war. We condemn the attacks, especially on the schools, especially on the residential areas, on hospitals, which are denying the health facilities, the care for the injured, the care for the dying.
Before the
The people of Yemen have a right for the honorable life in the country. They have a life to freedom to choose their own government. The people of Yemen are oppressed, but still they are honorable, courageous. Their stance, despite being much smaller in number and strength, is what proves that their righteousness against the aggression. They have forced the Saudis to demand support from other countries, proving that they are weakened by the rightful people of Yemen. It's the right of Yemeni people to defend their country against the oppression, against the war that has been imposed on them.
1, 2, 3, 4!
We demand a peaceful solution to the poor situation of Yemen, which provides a humanitarian assistance and immediate end to the war, a dialogue, negotiation to find a peaceful solution to let the Yemenis form a government which can support the Yemeni people, which can make the Yemeni people grow peacefully, have a peaceful life within their own country.
Saudi aggression no more! Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the merciful. We have gathered here to condemn the Saudi bombing of a neighboring country. This action of Saudi Arabia is against international law, is against the United Nations Charter, is against Islamic laws, is against humanity, is against human rights. This action is unjustifiable under any pretext. This action has to be condemned. If this can be justified, the open killings of anyone is justified anywhere. This unjustified action, this condemnable action, has to be stopped right now. The Saudi bombing cannot be continued because it's against the violation of civility, the civilization of the humanity. We have to stop this. We have to raise our voices to stop this crazy aggression. Now, we want you to join with me and condemn. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Holy aggression, no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Holy aggression!
Assalamu alaikum, my name is Ramon Mejia. I served in the Marine Corps from 2001 to 2004. I've seen war, I've been a part of war. I don't want it to say it sounds sketchy, it sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right. I've participated in war. I've seen innocents being killed in Iraq. I've seen my friends, the way they've come back, torn up about what they've done. And I myself have struggled with what I've done in Iraq. I searched for peace in my life, and I ended up making Shahada in 2008. And now I've lived my life in order to speak against the atrocities of the militarism of the United States as it spread throughout the world. So that's why I've come here. Thanks to the organizers for inviting me to speak at this event. I've come here in order to try and build awareness and correct the wrongs that I've committed by spreading awareness about what's currently going on in Yemen. Before we begin, we have to make it abundantly clear that the politicians that we have here in the United States are inept. They are intellectually inept. They have no critical analysis of the region. They have no understanding of the region because they don't respect the region. And the reason they have no respect is because they don't understand the people, they don't understand the culture, they don't understand the religion, they don't understand the complex internal struggles that a people have within each of the different nations. And this applies especially to Yemen. The people of the United States and the people of Europe, especially the politicians, the elites, they have no respect for Yemen because they don't, and you can tell that they have no respect for Yemen because they don't care to learn about it, to learn about what's going on within the country. Not only that, but then you have the corporate-run media who has all the resources available to conduct a critical analysis of the country, to conduct a critical analysis of what's going on within the struggle, and yet they're doing an extremely poor job at providing insights and informing the populace. They're doing a horrible job, and it is the duty of the people to bring awareness, to critically assess what's going on and what the conflict is about in Yemen. The Saudi-led invasion of Yemen has opened up new questions about who's involved in the Yemeni violence and what the actors have to gain from this violence and from the misinformation by the multimedia. But before we can begin to address what's going on in Yemen, we have to address the false narratives that have been forced fed to the public. Namely, the fact that this is a religious conflict between Sunni and Shia. The fact that this is a conflict between differing schools of thought. That this is a proxy war that's being influenced and funded by the government of Iran. The Houthis are not a proxy of Iran, and they didn't start out that way. That is something that is clear in its foundation, that the Houthis are not a proxy of Iran. It is not like Tehran could just simply call up the Houthis and say, hey, we need you to change your strategy. This is what you need to do. That's not the relationship they have. And if people were to take the time to study, then they'd be able to actually know that. But it's easier for people here in the United States that have no critical analysis and no ability to actually take the time to learn about what's going on. They rather accept the binary copy and paste narrative that's been done from throughout the region. They believe that if this conflict is about Sunni Shia, this conflict is about Sunni Shia, and that's not the way that they're able to continue funding these wars. The war in Yemen is being used to address concerns and preference only to geopolitical strategy. This war is not about people, it is not about the self-determination of people in Yemen. It is about geopolitical strategy, pure and simple. It doesn't matter if Iran is backing the Houthis or not. The war is sheer hypocrisy and the apparent misguided strategic goals are the result of a new generation of elites attempting to consolidate their power, the regional power. That's why you have the new king in Saudi Arabia trying to attack. He's trying to consolidate his power, trying to show that he has power and he's able to govern. Then you have Sisi in Egypt who's trying to bring troops to start a ground invasion because Sisi has no power or no acceptance in Egypt that he thinks that he's able to consolidate his power and get the support of the United States by being a part of this war. Back in 2004, when President Saleh's power was being threatened by a religious leader, a tribal leader, Hussein Balin al-Kufri, demonstrations and fighting broke out. Not because of religious differences, but because rather a reaction to decades of marginalization, of transgression by the government against its own people.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression, no more!
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 What do we want?
Peace!
What do we want?
Ceasefire!
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 One!
No!
One!
No!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression, no more!
History is power, and the reason it has power is because of its invisibility. And if you don't study history, then it says if you were born yesterday. We weren't born yesterday, so therefore we shouldn't accept critiques that were just made up yesterday. Back when the fighting against Saleh first began in 2004, the same claims were being made that Iran was influencing the Houthis. And at that time, the claims were to be unfound and have little to no evidence. That it was inconclusive at best, but it was potentially completely fabricated.
I mean, it shows you in 2009 a cable in which it said that contrary to the claims that Iran is arming the Houthis, most of the analysts report that the Houthis obtained the weapons from the Yemeni black market and even from the military itself. Now that we know what Iran hasn't done, we need to acknowledge what Iran has done. And what it has done is that it has offered commercial and aviation cooperation to Yemen, and it has offered dispatched consignments of medical aid and health products. Furthermore, any allegations of Iran providing weapons can never justify the military attack on Yemen, or for that matter, any country. Because if we truly want to address the issue of support, then we need to address the United States support of the Saudi-led coalition, the millions and billions of dollars of military surplus has been providing in order to kill the Yemeni people. One thing that we also have to address is the second narrative in which the U.S.-sponsored Saudi-led coalition is reinstating a legitimate government. I mean, to think that a coalition of monarchies is going to fight for the self-determination of people is ludicrous. It's laughable. And the fact that the Yemeni government was legitimate to begin with is something that I can't even fathom. That a president who was elected because he was the only candidate in the election is a joke.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression no more!
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 The last narrative that I need to address is the fact that the U.S.-funded, U.S. military-trained coalition is only targeting Houthi military targets. The so-called strategic bombing campaign is not precise at all. I saw that firsthand in Iraq. It's being seen in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And anywhere that there's a conflict zone in which drones are being used, they're not precise at all.
U.S. generosity!
Saudi's atrocity!
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 You can see that the results from Gaza to Iraq to Pakistan to the Philippines. The infrastructure have destroyed a wheat factory, have destroyed a chicken farm, a dairy farm, a schools, hospitals. 80% of the food that's being imported into Yemen is used for food consumption. And 90% of its wheat and its rice depends on importations. But how can this food get to Yemen, to the people, when there's a blockade going on? Lastly, I want to echo a diplomatic cable in 2009, which echoes true to this day. It says, quote, "The human suffering and economic costs of the conflict in Sana'a are soaring. Neither side is likely to win a decisive victory, and neither has displayed many redeeming qualities that would allow it to claim the moral high ground in the struggle. The Republic of Yemen is preoccupied with our Houthis, allowing other dangers posed by dwindling resources, tribal unrest, religious extremism, and sudden discontent to fester. The longer this conflict goes on, the more likely it is that influential neighbors will be drawn into it, slowly turning what began as an internal disturbance into one with regional implications. The only winners in war are the war profiteers, are those that benefit from selling arms to where the conflict zones exist. And the largest weapons dealer in the world is the United States. Only war profiteers are winning, and the losers are the Yemeni civilians themselves. When the fighting is long over, the negative effects will be long-lasting. There'll be the psychological and physical medical needs that the people will need. Same as the post-traumatic stress disorder that's being received in Gaza at the children is going to be affecting the Yemeni people as well. The only solution to this fight is at the negotiation table. There is no solution in war. It has to be negotiable by the Yemeni people. Everybody has to sit at the table. And at this table, it can't be made in the USA, and it can't be made in Saudi Arabia. It has to be made in Yemen by the Yemeni people in order to determine for themselves what is right for their country. Until the bombing campaign ends, we must speak out. We must contact our congresspersons. We have to keep coming here to this Saudi embassy to tell them that they are that this air campaign has to end, that we have to help the Yemeni people. And one thing that if I can leave you here with, is that my time in Iraq has changed me completely, and as a result, I will be standing here in solidarity with you each time to try and until we find an end to this war, not only in Yemen, but in Gaza and Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan. War at the hands of the U.S. imperialists has to end. Thank you.
One, two, three, four, Saudi Arabia!
I thank you all for spending your time coming to this protest, and I hope that we show our presence in greater numbers. Yemen has become a victim of state terrorism from Saudi Arabia. Saudi state, a recipient of, you know, our support from this country. And they're in power because of U.S. support, and we want them to be in power. Unfortunately, because of that, they have caused so much violence in the Middle East. Saudis, unfortunately, they sent mercenaries into Syria. They sent mercenaries, suicide bombers into Iraq. And they sent billions of dollars to spread extremist religion of Islam in Pakistan and many other parts of the world, including the United States, where Saudi-funded mosques spread the same kind of ideology which leads to terrorism like ISIL and Taliban and Daesh and other people. Today we are here to cry for the people of Yemen. We are human beings first. The common purpose and the common ground between us all is that we are human beings. We pride ourselves for knowing what is right and what is wrong. We become Muslims or Christians later. Because we are human beings, we allow ourselves to understand what is good and what is evil. And if a person fails to understand what is good and what is evil and justifies evil for any political reason or religious reason, this is a perversion and this is a distortion of humanity. This is a corruption on a massive level. Today, unfortunately, we see what is happening in Yemen. The media is not paying enough attention to that. Why? What has gotten into their heads that they would remain silent on an open aggression against innocent population? Why, for example, the people in the United States are not informed about what is happening, what Saudi Arabia is doing in Yemen? Why are Saudi government such a favorite of the United States? Why is our government so close to Saudis who are a monarchy, unelected, undemocratic, and they have been suppressing basic freedoms in their country? For example, women cannot drive cars in Saudi Arabia. This is a known fact. While we are blowing horns against Iran and other countries, we completely ignore the plight of minorities in Saudi Arabia. There is no such thing as minority. But I'm saying in terms of numbers, Saudi Salafi ideology has tried to corrupt Islamic faith, which is a faith of justice and a faith of peace. Religion can be distorted very easily, because you can always pick a few verses of a holy book and abuse it, manipulate it, right? Exploit. You can do it with Bible, you can do it with Quran, you can do it with Torah or any other religious book, for instance. You have fanatics in Hindu ideology, you have fanatics in Islamic ideology, you have fanatics among Christians, who are fundamentalists. Now, for how long are we going to keep quiet and witness the suffering of the people in Yemen? Shouldn't there be a time where a person becomes vocal and starts speaking out? Why why shouldn't people of all different communities get together and allow ourselves to have our own media and voice, starting from radio to television to something? We have to consistently work. Today is Yemen, tomorrow is some other place. Because they want Saudis and the warlords in other countries, they want to have puppet regimes. When they don't get a puppet regime, what they do is they create anarchy and chaos in the country. They will not let the people have their say. They will not let the democracy have power and run their country the way they want to. They want to have it their way. If they can't have it, they will go and destroy it like they did in Libya. Right? People in Egypt came out, what Saudis did to them. They got another military dictator in power and gave billions of dollars, that was the end of story. They think they have finished it. They wanted to do the same thing, right? People in Bahrain the same way. People in Bahrain are out in the streets for years now. Half a century as I can remember, right? And they've been doing that, and people in Bahrain have been asking for basic human rights. And they're the 80% of the people of Bahrain. And they're not allowed to vote. Now, how can you have without democracy without freedom to vote? People in Bahrain don't have that right. People in Yemen exercise their power of voting. Saudis did not like the government, right? Just as Israel does not like the people in Palestine to have their own government. They don't want Palestinian state to be accepted, to be recognized around the world. Saudis are doing in Yemen what Israel did in Gaza. This is exactly what it is. While we see the three countries who Saudi wanted them to send their armies, Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey, they've all backed out. Because they see their own people are against the Saudis. If they send their armies, their own people will rise up. Right? How did the Saudis, these young, spoiled, these grandchildren of these kings of Saudi, they are running the show. And we are watching this. The Western governments are watching all this happen, right? Saudis were putting this mask on for many years. They would fund something else, but they would not send their armies. Now they are bombing another country. I think what we have been saying all along has been proven right now. That Saudi Arabia is a terrorist state. Saudi government is a terrorist state. It's using this position as being the custodian of Mecca and Medina, right, to exploit Islam, exploit the religion of Islam. We condemn this aggression, and we want all the people to join their voices and speak the truth to the larger population in this country.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression, no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression, no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression, no more!
1, 2, 3, 4! Saudi aggression no more! 1, 2, 3, 4! Saudi aggression no more! 1, 2, 3, 4! Saudi aggression no more! 1, 2, 3, 4! Saudi aggression no more! 1, 2, 3, 4! Saudi aggression no more! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression, no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression.
The question we should all ask is where was all these planes when Israel was attacking Palestine? Where was all this army when they were attacking Palestine? Now all of a sudden, when Yemen wants to be a free country, all of these planes come around and attack Yemen because Saudi is under attack. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression, no!
I think one funny fact is when you say that you want democracy in any other country, you have to see your own country first. The biggest dictatorship today in the world is being done by Saudi Arabia. And they want democracy in Yemen. They want democracy in Syria. But yet, if you see in Saudi Arabia, they've had dictatorship for hundreds of years, and yet no one stands up and says, why are you a dictatorship and you want democracy in other countries? So come on, say it with me. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Saudi aggression.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لأهله والصلاة على أهلها. أما بعد، فقد قال الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تركنوا للذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار. صدق الله العلي العظيم. میں اردو میں تو کروں گا یا فارسی میں یا عربی میں. لماد جینا ہنا لأی حدث جینا ہنا ما حدثنا. القرآن الكريم يقول ولا تركنوا الى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار. قرآن الكريم کا یہ حکم کہ خبردار ظالم کے ساتھ ظالم کی طرف مائل بھی نہ ہونا. ظلم کے خلاف قیام کائنات انسانیت کے حق میں، کائنات کی مظلوم انسانیت کے حق میں قیام کے لیے پروردگار عالم میں خاص طور سے مکہ مکرمہ کو، خانہ کعبہ کو، جعل اللہ کعبۃ البیت الحرام قیاما للناس، خانہ کعبہ کو مرکز قیام قرار دیا ہے. اور اسی لیے وللہ علی الناس حج البیت من استطاع الیہ سبیلا ومن کفر فان اللہ غنی عن العالمین کہہ کر پوری کائنات سے انسانیت کو اس لیے بلایا ہے کہ صرف ایک عمارت کے گرد طواف نہیں کرنا ہے، صرف دو پہاڑیوں کے بیچ میں دوڑ نہیں لگانا، صرف ایک صحرا میں نہیں رکنا ہے اور صرف قربانی نہیں دینی ہے، بلکہ یہ تربیتی مراحل میں ایک ہدف کے لیے. وہ اصل ہدف کیا ہے؟ جعل اللہ الکعبۃ البیت الحرام قیاما للناس، کائنات انسانیت کی مدد اور حمایت کے لیے خانہ کعبہ کو مرکز قیام قرار دیا ہے. 1400 سال کے بعد فرزند رسول خدا، فرزند زہرا، امام خمینی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے اسی فلسفے کو، اسی آیت کو سورہ توبہ کی آیت نمبر 1 سے لے کے 25 تک، سورہ حج، سورہ آل عمران، ان آیات کی تعبیر کے لیے مظاہرے کو جزء حج قرار دیا تھا. اس کی وجہ یہ کہ حج کے لیے جب آپ جاتے ہیں تو یہ احرام بدلنا، زبان بدلنا، ایک مرکز کی طرف لبیک کہہ کے دوڑنا، یہ اس کے پیچھے ایک حکیم کی حکمت ہے. اس حکیم کی حکمت کیا ہے کہ ظالم کے خلاف یہاں سے قیام کرو، اٹھو اور یہ زمین پر آج سب سے بڑا ظالم آل سعود ہے. جہاں کہیں انسانیت کا خون بہتا ہے اس کے پیچھے آل سعود کا ہاتھ ہے. آپ کسی بھی ٹی وی کو دیکھیے، حیرت ہے اس جمہوریت پر، حیرت ہے اس انسانیت پر، حیرت ہے کہ جب آسٹریلیا میں آزادی کے لیے، جب تیمور کے لیے کھڑے ہوتے ہیں، اقوام متحدہ حرکت میں آ جاتی، اس کو الگ کر کے ان کے حوالے کرتی ہے، حیرت ہے کہ شام میں گھس جاتے ہیں یہ کہہ کر حکومت ظلم کرتی ہے، اور ادھر آل سعود بحرین میں قتل عام کر رہے ہیں، آل سعود کی حمایت ہو رہی ہے. ادھر یمن میں آل سعود 400 معصوم بچوں کو قتل کیا، فبأی ذنب قتلت، ان معصوم بچوں کو کس جرم و خطا میں قتل کیا گیا ہے، کون اس کا حساب دے گا؟ یاد رکھیے، آج آپ یہاں آئے ہیں، واللہ العظیم آپ اپنے فریضے الہی کو انجام دینے کے لیے آئے ہیں. درست ہے کہ ہم کچھ بھی نہیں کر سکتے، اس ظالم کے سامنے صرف صدا احتجاج بلند کر سکتے، مگر آپ کو مجھے نہیں اندازہ ہے اس صدا کی قدر و قیمت کیا ہے. ایک مختصر چھوٹی سی چڑیا چونچ میں پانی لے کے آتی ہے نمرود کے آنکھ میں پانی ڈالنے کے لیے، جبریل امین پوچھتے تو کہاں جا رہی ہے، کہتے میں خلیل کی مدد کرنے کے لیے. تو کیا مدد کرے گی؟ میں اس چونچ میں پانی لے کے آئی ہوں ڈالنے کے لیے. جبریل نے کہا اس چونچ کے پانی سے کیا ہوگا؟ کہا جبریل میں اپنی حیثیت کے مطابق خلیل کی مدد کروں گی. تو میں اور آپ اپنی حیثیت کے مطابق حق کی مدد کے لیے آج روڈ پر آئے ہیں. ظالم کے خلاف قیام، مظلوم کی حمایت میں کھڑے ہونا، یہ مکتب اہل بیت کی بنیاد و اساس ہے. مجھے افسوس ہے جن عربوں کی خاطر یہاں آئے ہیں وہ دین دو یا تین نظر آتے ہیں. عجیب بات ہے، کہاں ہیں یہ لوگ؟ کیوں نہیں آتے روڈ پر جب ظلم و ستم کے خلاف قیام کیا جاتا ہے، جب مظاہرہ کرتے ہیں؟ یہ کہاں ہیں؟ نماز کی صفوں میں مسجدیں بھر جاتی ہیں مگر روڈ پر کیوں نہیں آتے ہیں مظلوم کے خلاف؟ مجھے حیرت ہے اس بات پر، مجھے بہت حیرت ہے. روڈ پر آنا چاہیے، ظلم کے خلاف قیام کریں، اٹھے آپ احتجاج کریں. تو آپ احتجاج کرنے کے لیے جو روڈ پر آئے ہیں، آپ اپنے فریضے دینی کو انجام دینے کے لیے آئے ہیں. اس فریضے دینی کو عبادت سمجھ لیجئے. اور میں دعا کرتا ہوں بارگاہ صاحب ہے. پروردگار عالم بحق حسین علی سلام اللہ علیہ ما آپ کے اس ایک ایک قدم کو سید الشہداء کے ساتھ دینے والوں میں شمار کرے, اور ہم سب کو اس کے آخری حجت آقا مہدی اجل اللہ تعالیٰ پر شریف کے ساتھ دینے والوں میں شمار کرے. وما علینا الا البلاغ, والسلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
Pay attention to the Muslim problems, Muslim difficulties. He is not considered as a Muslim. And also Rasulullah says that the one who hears the voice and call from oppressed people and he not answer to his call, also he is not Muslim. I want to say, Ya Rasulullah, we are here to show our minimum help to oppress people in Yemen. This is first, it is very sad that to see a Muslim country attack another Muslim country. Thousands of men, women, children, girls, boys, attack during this aggression. A country which Islam and which Quran revealed to that country and called themselves as a pure Islam, pure Muslims, killed thousands of Muslims without any reason, with interfering in the another country, with occupied, with destroying important place of Yemen, destroying foundation of the country, destroying wealth of the country without a reason. And also it is very sad to say that the system of the world actually destroyed. One country allowed itself to attack another country without any reason, without any agreement from United Nations, from Security Council. And unfortunately, the most powerful countries are still looking in this issue while they are actually call for human rights. Where is human rights here? Where is democracy here? Thousands of people, brothers and sisters, we are here, thousands of people, men and women killed by Saudi Arabia in Yemen, and no one helped them. The mass media still helps Saudi Arabia. Unfortunately, they want to say that this is the dispute, this is the war between Sunni Muslim and Shia Muslim, while majority of Yemeni people are Sunni. Majority of Yemeni people are Sunni. This is not the war between Shia and Sunni. We don't have any problem with Sunni people and also Sunni. Yes, we have problem with Wahhabia. We have problem with this aggression. We have problem with Zulm. We strongly condemn this aggression, and we want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make peace among all of countries, especially Muslim countries. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten in the appearance of the Imam of the age. I would like to thank all our brothers and sisters and all of the brothers and sisters who organized this program. And please do not forget Yemeni people and all of oppressed people around the world in your dua, in your supplication.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We have a sister that's going to give she's going to read out the letter that we're going to give to the Council General. Again, I remind every one of you guys, 2,200 people died in the past month. 400 kids died in the past month. Remember that today all of us are standing here as humans, whether it's in Gaza, whether it's in Somalia, whether it's in Yemen, anywhere in the world. Today we stand here in the name of justice. Again, we would like to thank Brother Ramon. We would like to thank Sister Kathleen. We would like to thank all the speakers here who came and the cast who provided us with all these speakers and the microphones. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, I wrote this letter to the Consul General, Ellen Gully, and we're going to send it to him. I want everybody to sign it. I don't know how we're going to do here. But please deliver this message to His Excellency King Salman bin Abdulaziz and his government. The bombing and blockade of Yemen must stop. We understand your concerns about the security of the Saudi-Yemeni border. However, the bombing campaign being carried out by your Air Force and with the support of your allies has killed hundreds of Yemenis, caused hardships for thousands of sick and children in need of food and medical supplies, and driven thousands from their homes. Killing civilians is a breach of international law and a sin against humanity. Thus far, the strategy of destruction has not halted the advance of the Houthis and their allies under Ali Salah and Ahmed Ali Abdul Salah. Discussions with your adversaries, the followers of Abdulmalik al-Houthi, would be the humane and perhaps more effective way of resolving your differences over territory. At the very least, the cessation of bombing and blockading is needed to allow aid workers access to supplies for the sick, injured, and hungry. Thank you, Consul General Ellen Gully, for your anticipated cooperation. We are certain you must show sympathy for the desperate plight of the Yemenis under siege. We implore you to use your influence to stop their suffering. One.
أرضي أرضي موت على الخيل تلقاني أهدم رباط طاغوت وانزل على الجاني
يا بابي أرضي موت على الخيل تلقاني أهدم رباط طاغوت وانزل على الجاني
يا باب أرضي موت على الخيل تلقاني أهدم ربط الطاغوت وانزل على الجاني
يا باب أرضي الموت على الخيل تلقاني أهدم ربط الطاغوت وانزل على الجاني
راياتي قرآني جهادي دربي ويقيني
راياتي قرآني جهادي دربي ويقيني
دربي ويقيني دربي ويقيني الأعراب راحوا ينسيوني نسيوا هدى المحراب باعوا لياليني
يا قدسنا الأعراب راحوا ينسيوني نسيوا هدى المحراب باعوا لياليني
يا قدسنا الأعراب راحوا ينسيوني نسيوا هدى المحراب باعوا لياليني
يا قدسنا الأعراب راحوا ونسيوني نسيوا هدى المحراب باعوا لياليني
ما علموا بإسلامي ما عرفوا ربي حميني
ما علموا بإسلامي ما عرفوا ربي حميني
ربي حميني ربي حميني.